Hi, welcome to the Mr. Brown Show. This is Mr. Brown.
This is Steve.
Hi, and I'm Yina.
Hey, Brown, hey, you're lucky you don't need to register your blog anymore, man. Malaysia, the bloggers may have to register, no?
Is it?
Yeah, so that they don't write things which are not correct from the government's point of view.
Oh.
Huh? Then how do they plan to do that?
I don't know, man, but Malaysia boleh.
As the minister for the new internet department interested to oversee technology, or IDIOT, I am introducing new laws to make sure that blogs do not spread lies and misinformation about Malaysia and its government.
Sir, why do you think this poorly of Malaysian blogs?
As another wise minister said about bloggers in Malaysia, they are irresponsible lot, made up of mostly the bored and unemployed women. We plan to control them better.
How do you propose to do that, minister?
Idiot will require all local bloggers to register with my ministry before they can be allowed to blog. As long as their blogs is located in Malaysia, they will have to register.
But how does this work? Malaysian bloggers can just move to any overseas server.
Ah, then their blogs will not be readable by Malaysians anymore.
Minister, they still can.
Is it? So powerful lah, this technology. Okay then. If they do that, we will block the whole internet outside Malaysia. That will teach them. Only registered blogs and websites will be accessible.
How will this registration take place, Minister?
Bloggers will be required to go down to any post office to pick up an idiot form. Then, they fill up the form with their name and a blog address and also what they plan to blog about that day. Then, they mail it to our office. Once we approve, we will post back the approval to them. Then, they can blog about what they applied permission for. It will only take a few days.
Isn't this a very long process, using the poster system to approve every single blog post?
This is a small price to pay for peace and harmony in our society, and also freedom of embarrassment from political scandal for our hard-working politicians. But not to worry. We are already working on faster registration process.
Like how, Minister?
We will make use of the new IC with the smart card technology. Before you blog, all you have to do is insert your smart card IC into your computer to register with our idiot website. Then you can blog.
Where will the blogger insert the smart card IC, sir?
Ah, simple. They just insert their IC into the floppy disk drive slot of their PC. Nobody uses the floppy anymore, so the slot will be available to us to use.
I see. Are there any other blogger registration methods, Minister?
Yes, I am glad you asked. As a matter of fact, we have this new face recognition technology in development. Come, I show you. All the blogger has to do is press his face on the computer monitor, and we will scan his face and register it. Then he can blog.
Wow!
Impressive, very cyber.
Yes, all the blogger has to do is to keep his face on the monitor the whole time while he blog. So much easier than sending the paper form to us. We thought of everything. I read this seditious blogger the other day, and his name is I.M. Bodo. Mr. I.M., I know your real name now, and my internet department interested to oversee technology will come and get you. The Mr. Brown Show is an unregistered podcast from MrBrownShow.com. This Singaporean very naughty. I must catch him. Can I take my face off the monitor now? Can I? Oh, thank you.